أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على خير خلقه محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. Brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today we want to talk about one important task that is important in our lives to deal with health issues, and that is prevention is more important than cure. This means that according to the Islamic teachings, we have to look after ourselves and to prevent being a source of transmitting the disease and illness to others. Instructed to wash our hands regularly. As you know, every Muslim, before going to toilet and after leaving the toilet, they have to wash their hands thoroughly to clean them in a way that no impurity is left in any part of their body. That is really very important. And this health instruction is so essential and has been from day one when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam ordered Muslims to wash their hands thoroughly after these incidents. It is important again and has been emphasized in the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and the error-free imams alayhi wasallam, that we have to keep away and to prevent from what leads to contagious diseases. And for that, to keep away from those diseases which are not only contagious, that are fatal. So it is not acceptable at all that someone says, I'm strong enough, my immune system is good, and I'm not going to be affected by such disease at all. No, this claim is not acceptable in Islam. Look at one important thing, not only about washing your hands, even the dust allowing it to reach your throat for those who are fast. All fuqaha, especially the fuqaha of the school of Ja'fari Madhab, they all say that if you permit and allow the dust which is coming either from an area when there is demolition or any similar reason to reach your throat, that will invalidate your fast. So again, here we know and observe that to prevent any infection with your lungs, with your breathing organs, of course, it is very important to avoid and not allow that to happen. Smoking, by the way, brothers and sisters, is, although someone says that there is no clear prohibition about it in Islam, it is not mentioned neither in the Quran or the Hadith, neither in the Quran or the Sunnah. Yes, but we have a general rule that anything which causes harm to your body, to your mental health, to your organs, is not permissible in Islam. So it is true that no clear text is about this particular thing in the Quran or the Hadith, but because it has been proven that it causes a lot of diseases and affects the heart, the lungs, and all other organs in the body. So, generally talking, anything which causes harm to individuals or to the whole society must be avoided. And again, this falls under the category of prevention before cure. Let's imagine that someone who is diabetic and consuming sweets will worsen their situation. Of course, it is not permitted for them to do so. And as a fact, some people think that by using or consuming certain fruits or certain types of sweets, they will be immune and there is no problem about it. No, this is wrong. So again, they have to avoid anything which causes more damage to their health, especially those who are diabetic. The same applies to diluting the sources of water. The sources of water, whether rivers or springs or any other container that the drinking water is going to be available to people. Available to people, it is not permitted in Islam to cause any pollution to that. Now, let's discuss about our responsibility regarding others, not ourselves. Okay, sometime you think about your own health, but what about others? For example, about smoking, we have something called, when we talk about the smoking, we have something about those who are passive smokers, which means that although I may do damage to myself when I smoke, but those who inhale it without their intention or even their whatever interest in sharing with me the same habit, they will be affected, and it is my responsibility. I will be held accountable for any damage which I cause for those, especially about the pregnant mother that causes some harm to the fetus inside her when she smokes. Having said that, let's deal with this coronavirus. First of all, brothers and sisters, we know that we normally have to wash our hands when we come with contact with anything, with the handles of the doors, or, for example, touching anything in every place that was touched by some people that might be affected by that virus. So, symptoms that people may experience from this virus are like dry cough, the shortness in breath, vomiting, diarrhea, and headache. So if we notice any relative, any person who is around us, that these signs, these symptoms show the possibility, probability of them catching this particular virus, it is a must according to Sharia, in addition to the advice by the health organizations. So, yes, it is our duty to protect ourselves, protect our neighbors, protect our members of the family, and at the same time, the whole society must be concerned about this prevention and take every precautionary measure. So shaking hands or even coming close to someone, they might have some sort of problems with this virus is very, very dangerous. When the respiration happens and there are droplets when a person might be infected, of course, via coughing or sneezing, so any droplets of that result will be source of affection to others, and people will catch the same virus from us. Then we have to be careful about this issue, not only to protect ourselves and prevent what will cause that disease, even not to cause damage to people around us. The other thing, brothers and sisters, is so important that when we go to public places, for example, public transportation, or when we go to religious ceremonies. Of course, we had the birth anniversary of the 10th Imam, 9th Imam, Imam Muhammad al-Jawad in the 10th of Rajab. We have the birth anniversary of the Commander of Faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, on the 13th of Rajab. We have the other occasions like Mab'ath during the, or Mi'raj and Isra, 27th of Rajab. Shall we neglect our duty and say, oh, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect us? No, that's good. Allah will protect, but with one condition, that we take the precautionary measures. That's why my advice to all centers, all mosques, all Islamic centers, to be on the same side, to be on the safe side, and cancel all gatherings that might increase the risk of what disease being spreading everywhere. When we talk about these brothers and sisters, really, we have to be very careful that the duties or Muslims' obligations are not restricted to prayer and fasting and other acts of worship, to care for others, to avoid being people who transmit the same disease to others is so important. So, of course, when people gather in whatever ceremonies, whatever dates of, for example, celebrating the birth of the Imam or the martyrdom of the Imam, for example, 25th of Rajab, the martyrdom of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far, 7th Imam. Every year we're supposed to have here at Islamic Imam Khoi Islamic Center a big commemoration for the martyrdom of 7th Imam. And of course, this year it will be cancelled and we can't do it for all those reasons. To conclude, again, let's put it in one brief sentence, that cure is more important than, sorry, the prevention is more important than cure. So, these are our duties to take care of every time when we touch anything, to clean and sanitize our hands when we come across any, for example, thing which might be affected by that virus. And by this way, we keep safe and at the same time not bearing the responsibility of transmitting the disease to others. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us with that. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.